Hello, and welcome to another edition of Lodging on Demand. In this episode, Lodging Editor-in-Chief Dennis Nessler discusses some of the current supply chain challenges with a pair of operations executives from prominent industry management firms. Jason LaBarge, Senior Vice President at Raines, and Tom Sprankle, VP of Operations at 24/7 Hotels. The discussion details best practices and strategies for operators to source product efficiently for various renovation and new construction projects.
Hi, this is Dennis Nessler, Editor-in-Chief of Lodging Magazine. Welcome to our video on demand today. We have two operations experts with us to talk a little bit about supply chain challenges. We have Tom Sprankle, VP Hotel Operations for 24/7 Hotels. And we also have Jason LaBarge, Senior VP with Raines. How are you guys doing today?
Doing great. Thanks, Dennis.
Yeah, fantastic. Thank you, Dennis.
Thanks for being here. We appreciate it. I guess to start out, just, you know, kind of put things in context a little bit. We know how difficult things were during COVID to get any product anywhere. And the supply chain was obviously greatly impacted. Has it fully recovered from COVID and some of the bottlenecks and delays that happened during that time? Or is it still kind of a work in progress? Tom, you want to start?
Sure. I think as far as what we have seen for the day, you know, for the regular supplies and so forth that we need for the hotels, it has been much better. So we don't face those same challenges. I think where we've probably seen it the most has been with renovations, with and then new construction as well. And just, you know, the timing now of getting the things that you need for those projects, you have to plan much further in advance. And those still have quite a delay on those items.
Yeah, I'm sure. Are renovations among kind of the most things that you're working on? I guess new construction is a little bit harder to kind of pull off these days, right?
Well, we've got I've got two hotels right now that are new construction underway. And again, just the lead times and trying to time that with when you're expected openings, you just have to be earlier right. and get the product in earlier to know that you have it and that it won't cause any kind of delays, you know, to hit that target opening date.
But not quite as bad as a couple of years ago.
Maybe not as bad, just it's probably longer than what it used to be. But I think we learned a lot through that time. I was taking a hotel through renovation in 21. And one of the things that we learned there is that we had started without having all of the FF&E on site. And as a result of that, this project was delayed tremendously. We ended up having to utilize the existing FF&E until we could get the FF&E in. And we learned from that time that we would not do another renovation without having all that FF&E on site already. You know, warehouse it, know that you have it, because it was incredible the delays and the aggravation that caused.
I'm sure. Jason, any thoughts on some of that?
And Dennis, I would agree. I mean, I think in general, the challenges that we saw during the COVID years are pretty far behind us at this point. I mean, I'm seeing usually a 2 to 4 week delay on product, if there is any, that is from the overseas side of things. On the domestic side, it's the shipping and receiving has been, you know, pretty on point. Day-to-day deliveries, you know, especially from food purveyors, you're still seeing replacement of products that, you know, maybe brand mandated products for breakfast supplies that they just don't have access to for short periods of time. But they've done a good job in replacing the product, restocking the product as it does come in, and letting you know, this is a replacement product for what you're expecting. On the renovation side, I just completed a room a full room PIP renovation at a hotel, and we didn't have any major delays. We had vanities that were 4 weeks late. We were able to get domestic made vanities as a temporary fill for a floor of rooms in a very short period of time, about a 3 week time period. And, you know, just kind of planned ahead, as Tom said. And, you know, I think the suppliers have also learned, you know, how to reroute shipments from port to port. That was something else our suppliers did for us. They found that the ports on the East Coast were starting to fill, so they rerouted our supplies to the West Coast ports, and we were able to get them, you know, in a timely manner. And I think that's where you're seeing a lot of the changes have been for the better at this point. They've realized the challenges, they've made the adjustments, and we're not seeing as much delay in product.
Interesting. Tom, have you seen some of that rerouting as well with product?
Well, we had to, kind of going back to that, not anything recently. Everything really, my hotels were all out here on the West Coast. So everything here is coming out on the West Coast already. That project from a couple of years ago, we were having the same, you know, they had significant choke points at the terminals along the West Coast as well. So they were sitting out there somewhere in the water. They just couldn't get into port. But that isn't anything that we're experiencing now.
Mm-hmm. Jason, you mentioned international. Did any of this that you know, these delays and bottlenecks cause you to kind of relook at international, or maybe even shy away from international product in some cases?
We did, Dennis. We took it on a case by case basis, depending on the timeline of the projects and what we've, you know, when was our expected opening dates, or when was our expected finish dates for renovation? Do we have business that was being affected by that cycle of renovation that we had to be finished by? So that was the situation with my most recent reno. These last few months was I had to be done by April 1st. We had a citywide international event coming to the market, and we had to be completed. So working through that definitely makes the choices difficult to figure out, hey, do you want to take the chance on international, which was certainly cheaper than domestic, but you're taking a chance with the delivery times being on time and on point. And most of the manufacturers we found have been pretty honest and upfront. Things like lighting used to be a pretty long delay period over the course of the last 3-4 years, and that seems to have loosened up a little bit for us. Carpet and vinyl are back on the normal track cycle for those shipments from overseas. So I feel pretty good about it, actually, for the most part right now.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, how important, you mentioned the manufacturers, and how important are the relationships here, Tom, in terms of having trusted suppliers that you know are going to kind of give you the straight scoop on where things are, as opposed to maybe not being as transparent?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we found that we had a project where we were trying to work around the delays, and we had the original purveyor, we had product that was coming out of China. And so we said, let's see if we can shift this project to another company in Mexico. And so we went ahead and made that change. And sure enough, that plant ended up shutting down before it even finished our project. So it put us even further behind. So that's a great example of trying to work around who you've worked with, who you have trust in, and we'll be a straight shooter. And, you know, that put us in a real bad situation and further behind.
Yeah. In terms of cost of goods, what are you guys seeing? Jason, any particular areas that have shot up or that are really impacting kind of the profitability equation?
Well, there's definitely been cost increases. I mean, roughly 4-6% based on budgets that we've done for projects this year versus 2-3 years ago. But it's expected at this point with the inflation rates the way they are. Right. I think the nice thing from a shipping aspect, though, I was talking to a couple of different logistics companies and about this over the last few months, and the logistics companies have seen a quite a large drop in shipping container costs, which is an also a reason why I think we're seeing goods coming quicker and easier is because they're not trying to fully load containers anymore like they were 3 years ago. They would hold shipments until they loaded a container and completely and then send it.
Right.
With two or three different groups orders on one in one container, which was fun.
Interesting. Yeah, Tom, any experience with that?
No, just really about the same as the same experience with Jason and talking about the increases, you know, that we have seen. You know, it was shocking originally, and now I guess, you know, building off of 23, you know, we're not seeing the same kind of year over year increases that we saw initially. It was quite a shock to the system. Now, you know, we misunderstand and we find that the vendors are good about providing the information too on cost of goods and what they're seeing out there in the future to help us with our forecasting and then ultimately with our budgeting later this year as well, so that we're properly planned for those increases.
Yeah, absolutely. How about on the technology front? We know obviously technology has really taken hold in the last several years with regards to the guest experience. How has it helped you guys or changed what you guys do, if at all, Jason?
The GPO technology for us is what's been very helpful, especially on the property levels for the hotels. You know, they don't have the time to sit behind the desk and shop on five or six different websites or have, you know, have meetings with sales folks that come in from different vendors and so forth. So the power of the GPO pricing has been great, and the use of the technology of having a one-stop shop location where they can go in and really look at multiple different vendors' price points and make a quick decision is super helpful. And then from a tracking aspect for us internally and an accounting aspect, it makes things a lot easier for us.
Yeah, Jason, could you just elaborate on what GPO is?
Yeah, it's a purchasing platform. So different groups have buying power because they sign on management companies such as ours and ownership groups, and then go out and take that and evaluate that with the vendors and get better price points for us than an individual hotel going into, you know, guest supply and setting up an agreement. They go into guest supply with $10 million spend, $15 million spend, $20 million spend and say, hey, we're going to bring this amount of business to you, which gets us cheaper pricing.
Right, right. Tom, any thoughts on technology?
No, I think it, you know, kind of echo what Jason said about the GPOs. And I think that, you know, one of the great benefits of that, you know, there's that cost savings that you receive, but there's also such detail on the purchasing that you're doing, and they work with you to help you to kind of steer you to other options also that can have further savings for you, which is fantastic. And they also they provide that support. You're certainly a whole lot more powerful when they're behind you than you are as just an individual, maybe a smaller company and where you don't have that leverage as well. So that's, you know, that's been great for us as well.
Mm-hmm. We're just about out of time, guys. I just wanted to kind of get some final thoughts in terms of what your outlook is going forward on the supply chain and some of the challenges, maybe, you know, the next 12, 18 months, what you see ahead. And if you see any dramatic changes or anything, Tom.
You know, I don't know if I see any dramatic changes, but what I would say is that we learned a lot. We learned a lot from what we went through from 20, 21, 22, that I think in many ways have helped us to be better operators. So that we're not going to be, we were caught off guard. Business came back much earlier than we expected and we weren't ready for it. And then the suppliers couldn't keep up. So I think we have, we're now more refined in maintaining our inventories, knowing exactly what we have on property. Our forecasting has become so much more important and for accuracy in that area as well, so that we can be really smart about the purchases that we're making, the inventory that we have on hand, that we can have the proper planning in these situations. So I think, like many things, we learn many lessons, and I think this has helped us, you know, for the future, whatever that's going to hold.
Yeah, great. Jason, final thoughts.
Yeah, no, I would agree. I mean, I think that planning and execution of projects, in particular when it comes to renovations, our company has, between new openings and renovations, 11 different projects going on over the course of this year and into next year. So planning and planning ahead for those and making sure from a budget perspective and financing perspective, we've got what we need to get those hotels across the finish line, as well as, you know, we can't look into the future and see where the supply chain challenges are going to be. But as Tom said, they definitely have learned from the mistakes of the last 3-4 years and are compensating pretty well for that. And, you know, having that vendor power and being able to have open conversation, open dialogue with the vendors is important as well. And from the brand's perspective, as they continue to roll out new initiatives, I think the brands are taking an approach of giving us a little bit more leeway and extended timelines and getting these projects done, because they understand the challenges that we've faced over the last couple of years.
Yeah, absolutely. I've heard that many times as well, and that's good to hear. Guys, thanks so much for being part of the podcast today and for joining Lodging, and appreciate your thoughts, and have a great day.
Thank you for listening to Lodging on Demand. If you want more content like this, subscribe to Lodging Magazine on YouTube. You can also subscribe to Lodging on Demand wherever you get your podcasts. For news and updates, follow at Lodging Magazine on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn, or visit us at lodgingmagazine.com.